Travel with Dermatol.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to helping understand the crazy world of nutritional supplementation. I am Ben Fuchs, your host for the next hour, a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. This is the show where we clear up the confusion around nutritional supplementation. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. If you suspect that there are natural and nutritional roads to wellness and vitality, to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last quarter century of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from all kinds of health disorders that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology standard operating procedure, because the human body is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs raw materials to do its work. The raw materials are what we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We love taking your phone calls on The Bright Side. If you have questions about nutritional supplements, or you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity line of products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can call us at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Or you can give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. I'm joined today, as I am every day, on The Bright Side by my friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning. Great day.
It's a beautiful day. I'm excited to be here. I got a letter from Jim in Santa Cruz who says that I should be talking about prostate problems, and I agree. We've been talking about vitamin D for the last week, and given vitamin D's important role in prostate health, I think it makes an appropriate segue into talking about this very important gland that seems to be in the news a lot. One out of six men, an estimated one out of six men, will get prostate cancer sometime in their life. Rates of prostate cancer are increasing. So let's talk prostate. Many men, by the time they're in their 40s or 50s, start to notice changes in urination, either dribbles or frequent nighttime urination, sometimes daytime urination, are not uncommon. Drug companies are really proud of their prostate drugs, their BPH drugs, which inhibit or block the action of nerves. BPH stands for benign, as in non-cancerous, prostate hypertrophy and growth. And remember, if you've listened to this program, we always say whenever you have hypertrophy, which means growth, whenever you have a lot of growth, there's a couple things that you want to think about, which we're going to talk about here in a sec. Some of you may have heard of beta blocker drugs. Well, the drugs they give you for a prostate are alpha blocker drugs. They also give hormone drugs. Remember, blocking and inhibiting means poison. That's simply the definition. That's not my opinion. When you block or inhibit a chemical reaction in the body, you're poisoning the body. A poison inhibits and a poison blocks. People think I'm being dramatic when I say drugs are poisons. I'm not. I'm being literal. And I'm not anti-drug necessarily. I'm a pharmacist and I'm trained in medicine, and I think careful and strategic use of some drugs is important. Certainly pain pills and antibiotics have their place. Anyway, those dribbles and the frequent urination are a sign that the prostate is becoming enlarged or inflamed. Now, if the prostate is inflamed, then we have to address our old friends, the digestive system, the liver, and the lymph. This means this inflammation should be thought of as an activated defense system. Whenever you have inflammation, you want to think of the immune system. When you have an activated immune system, the first thing you want to address is the digestive system and immune triggers. Now, BPH is just one of the things that can happen with the prostate, prostatic hypertrophy. The other type of non-cancerous prostate problem, enlarged prostate, is prostatitis. Nobody really knows what causes prostatitis if it's not a bacterial problem. There is bacterial prostatitis, but there's also another type of prostatitis, and supposedly the cause is unknown. But once again, whenever you have an itis, you have an inflammation, and you want to think about the immune system. Everybody always talks about reproductive hormones when it comes to prostate enlargement, and it could very well be that estrogen and testosterone, two of the more important reproductive hormones in the body, play an important role. However, insulin is rarely mentioned when it comes to prostate problems, and that is unfortunate. Just this week, a report from the American Urological Association's annual meeting came out that said obesity is linked to a higher risk of prostate progression. Men who are overweight or men who are obese have a higher rate of prostate cancer progression. And this is understandable if you take into account this idea of insulin. Insulin is rarely mentioned when it comes to prostate problems, and that is unfortunate. If insulin is involved in prostate enlargement, and there is reason to believe that it is, elevated insulin and poor blood sugar control are going to be risk factors for prostate enlargement, and indeed we find that is the case. Insulin is a growth hormone, so it's going to make sense that it's going to make cells grow. It's going to make prostate cells grow. Bingo, prostate enlargement. That's one of the reasons why taking zinc is one of the most important things you could do to help your prostate. Now, here's the thing you want to know about zinc. Basically, you are crazy if you're not taking 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Zinc is involved in hundreds of chemical reactions in the body. It is truly a superstar mineral for so many different parts of the body, and it's one of the most common nutritional deficiencies, which is so unfortunate. It's not found in foods, and supplementing with this stuff is an absolute must. It's crazy cheap. It's ridiculously cheap. You can meet ideal levels of zinc for 10 cents a day. The only things that are concerning with zinc supplementation is, number one, you don't want to take too much zinc because taking more than 50 milligrams a day may actually suppress the immune system. And number two, you want to take 2 milligrams of copper every time you take 50 milligrams of zinc. There's a relationship between zinc and copper. And once you start adding zinc to your diet, you're going to use up copper and you may become deficient in copper. So you want to take zinc with copper. 50 milligrams of zinc a day, 2 milligrams of copper a day. Zinc is one of the most powerful minerals you can use for lots of different things, for bone health, for certain types of acne. Zinc deficiency affects the immune system and the hormone system. There's also a lot of literature that supports the use of plant nutrients to support prostate health. There are substances in plants that act as steroid hormones. Most people know about saw palmetto. Saw palmetto has these phytosteroid kinds of substances, phytohormone substances. The plant world, the fruit world, the vegetable world is filled with these phytonutrients, phytosteroid substances. They're actually natural pesticides for the plant and sun protection molecules for the plant. And the plant secretes these, makes these substances to protect it from the environment. Sometimes these plant materials are signaling molecules, but the point is they're very powerful modulators of the human hormone system. They're similar enough to human hormones, these phytohormones, plant hormones, that there's some cross-reactivity, but nature always provides cofactors, and typically when you eat plants, you don't notice the steroid effects. They're still beneficial, but they're just not as noticeable. However, when you take high doses, medicinal doses, of these phytosteroids in higher concentrations, you can get a big difference. You can notice a big difference in skin health, for example, in terms of protecting from cancer and in terms of protection from prostate problems. There's one in particular, one plant steroid in particular that I like. It's called beta-sitosterol, and this stuff is really great for the prostate. But you got to take a healthy dose of the stuff. You got to take around 300 milligrams. I take 330 milligrams every day. That's three tablets a day of beta-sitosterol. There's another thing you need to know about when it comes to prostate health, another supplement that you want to know about, and that's vitamin E. Vitamin E and selenium together, actually. Vitamin E and selenium. In fact, vitamin E and selenium are helpful for a lot of inflammatory issues. Then, of course, there's antioxidants in general. Alpha-lipoic acid can be helpful for the prostate. Essential fatty acids can be helpful for the prostate. Omega-3 essential fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. And, of course, it's probably a good idea to stay away from fried foods and refined sugars. In fact, given the relationship between insulin and enlargement of the prostate and the fact that most people after a certain age are going to be exhibiting signs of blood sugar or insulin problems, I would not be surprised at all if pre-diabetes or diabetes were actually the hidden cause behind prostate enlargement. Then, of course, there is vitamin D, which has a well-deserved reputation for being protective against prostate problems, and it's also used to treat prostate problems. So while the sun may not shine on your prostate, apparently, the sun is good for your prostate. Don't forget about iodine, which is important for all glands. The prostate gland concentrates iodine. Iodine deficiency is very common. Folks, there's always a nutritional strategy to apply to any health challenge you may have. And that's what we talk about here on The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're going to take a break and come right back.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, along with Doug Winfrey, and you and your phone calls at 866-582-9933. This is your nutritional supplement program where we clear up the confusion and misinformation about the world of nutritional supplementation. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, get on my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, and click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products. Of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Douglas, you sent me a really interesting story that I want to talk about, this protein for breakfast. Why don't we address that real quick?
Yeah, I saw that headline, and I thought of you immediately because you're always big on taking protein to create satiety. And
right.
This came out of all places. All good things come from the University of Missouri.
I wonder why. That's
where Dr. Wallach came from.
It's because they're skeptical in Missouri. They ask questions.
Well, that, you know, the state slogan is, it's called the Show Me State. It even has to have it on their license plates.
I love that.
Because people there
that.
Don't believe anything until you can show it to them in person.
Perfect.
Say, here it is.
That's
so
exactly how
very
we all
they're very challenging
all
in a lot of things. Yeah, but in this study, they found that they looked at teens because they often skip breakfast. They say adolescents, often 60% of them don't have any breakfast at all, so they thought this would be a good group to look at. So they had some skipping breakfast for 3 weeks. Others were getting a 500-calorie breakfast containing cereal and milk, and the cereal had normal quantities of protein, or they got a higher protein meal made Belgian waffles made from a protein powder and yogurt. And
wait a minute. Belgian waffles, protein-rich Belgian waffles? That's
yeah, they use protein powder to make the waffles. I don't know why they didn't have eggs. That seemed
right.
Goofy to me because eggs are like the benchmark as far as protein goes. But
right.
They had these kids fill out questionnaires right before lunch as to whether they were hungry or not, and they even used an MRI to scan the part of the brain where satiety lives, and they found those getting the higher protein breakfast had a greater amount of satiety, reported being less hungry when it got to be lunch.
Bingo.
Less likely to snack and eat, you know, chips and cookies and cakes and things like that along the way. So
exactly.
Something you've been talking about for a long time.
Years, you've been years
vindicated.
And years.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Satiety, just for everybody out there listening, satiety means satisfaction. And satiety is actually biochemically controlled. We feel satisfied or we feel not satisfied in terms of the food we're eating based on certain chemistry. And it turns out that the chemicals, the hormones actually, that control satisfaction are linked to protein levels, which we've been talking about a lot on this program. So if you start off all your meals with protein, you will find that you're not eating as much food. And if you start your day off with protein, you'll likewise find that you're not eating as much food throughout the day. I cannot tell you how important it is to start off your meals and start off your day with a good, solid source of protein. Now, keep in mind, sausage and bacon don't count. And I'm sorry to say, Douglas, but steak doesn't count either. I know you like your steak and your
burger.
How about
fish? I've been having fish in the morning.
Fish is definitely a little bit better, although these days, you know, the way fish are farmed and with the oceans, fish are becoming a problem food, but they are better. It tends to be a more simple protein. In fact, you can actually get something called hydrolyzed fish protein, which is broken up, pre-digested fish protein. That's really good if you have celiac disease or any kind of protein malabsorption syndrome, problem utilizing or absorbing protein. They actually sell fish protein broken up into little chunks, hydrolyzed, broken up fish protein that's easy to digest. But in any case, if you start off your meals and you start off your day with protein, you're going to feel a lot better. What do we typically start our day off and start our meals off with?
A lot of people use carbohydrates and sugar.
Cereals and juices and Pop-Tarts and muffins and breads, as if these things are supposed to be healthy for us. I'm telling you, folks, if you start off with protein, if you up your protein, you will notice a dramatic difference, not a minor difference, a dramatic difference in how you feel throughout the day. But it has to be a quality protein, and the best way to get quality protein into your diet is by far to use powder protein supplements. And the reason I like powder protein supplements is, number one, you know exactly what you're getting. When you cook a protein, you don't know what you're getting. Secondly, most of the proteins that we eat are really high in fat, and not the good kinds of fat. And this is aside from eggs, which is a real quality protein, but steaks and sausage and bacon and most of the protein-rich foods tend to also have a lot of fat in them too. So protein in protein powder format allows you to know exactly what you're getting, and it allows you to get just protein. Sometimes you'll have a few other minerals or cofactor nutrients associated with it, depending on the formula. But you don't even have to worry about that if you get just straight whey protein or straight pea protein or straight Brazil nut protein or straight hemp seed protein. There's lots of different choices out there, and it's probably a good idea to mix them up, even though whey protein is clearly the best protein going, clearly, because you get all the immune factors in it, things that help support the immune system. You also get substances that support the digestive system as well. We don't talk about that a lot when it comes to whey protein, but that is an important, important benefit to supplementing with whey protein, is you get substances in whey protein that help the digestive system. Substances in whey protein that actually help the bacteria in your gut implant and thrive. You know, just because you take probiotics, a lot of people are hip to probiotics these days, these good bacteria, and certainly if you listen to The Bright Side, you know we're always talking about good bacteria and probiotics, but you know, just because you take a probiotic supplement doesn't mean that those bacteria are going to implant and live in your colon. That's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to get them to be inside your colon, to implant. Well, in order for that implantation to occur, there has to be some other factors involved. In fact, those factors are called prebiotics as opposed to probiotics. Prebiotics are substances that feed and nourish probiotics, and whey protein is a good source of prebiotics and prebiotic material. So taking in whey protein is clearly the most important protein, but eggs are also wonderful. We've been talking about eggs a lot this week in terms of vitamin D content and choline content and lecithin content. Please, folks, do not throw out the yolk and eat the white. The good stuff is in the yolk, not in the white. And I hope nobody out there listening pays any attention to that utter nonsense about cholesterol in the diet and how you have to watch cholesterol in the diet. Most of the cholesterol in your blood, the largest amount of cholesterol in your blood, comes from your liver. It's made by your very own biochemistry. Not only that, but the link between cholesterol and heart disease is specious and weak at best, if at all. So eat your protein first thing in the morning, eggs, whey protein, hemp seed protein, whatever it is. Get yourself on the Suzanne Summers Protein Shake or the Slender FX if you like the Youngevity products. You can give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. You are listening to The Bright Side. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're taking your phone calls, and we always take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. You can always email me. A lot of folks don't like to talk on the air, and I don't know why, because we're nice if you talk to us. But if you don't want to talk to me on the air, you can always email me at ben@ksco.com. And I do have a bunch of emails that I got to get back to. I will probably get back to everybody who sent me an email probably this weekend. ben@ksco.com. And again, you can call us at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will continue our discussion on nutritional supplementation and health strategies when we come back from break. Don't go away.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Our phone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We've been talking about prostate health. You know, when I talked about the prostate, I didn't mean to give short shrift to testosterone and estrogen, the reproductive hormones, as being a causal factor. The prescription drugs that they give you for prostate problems are hormone drugs as well as neurological drugs, nerve drugs, so-called alpha blockers as opposed to beta blockers. And I don't really recommend anybody takes a nerve drug or a hormone drug if they don't have to. But that having been said, there are some hormone connections, testosterone and estrogen, as well as insulin, perhaps associated with prostate issues. There's three types of prostate problems. Number one, you have prostatitis. And whenever you hear itis, you want to think of inflammation. Number two, you have prostate enlargement. And again, this enlargement is, it's not really an inflammatory enlargement, but whenever you have enlargement, you want to think about the reproductive hormones, estrogen and testosterone and insulin. And then prostate cancer, of course, which affects one out of every six men and is a serious issue. Tens of thousands of men die every year from prostate cancer, so it's definitely something that you want to think about. Zinc, saw palmetto, iodine, essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 fatty acids. These are all strategies that you can take to, these are all nutritional supplements that you can take to prevent prostate problems. And then my favorite prostate medicine or prostate supplement to take is beta-sitosterol, 330 milligrams a day. It comes in 110 milligram tablets. Just take three tablets every day. If you notice that you're urinating frequently at night or even during the day, or if you have the dribbles kind of where you, the urine flow doesn't come out like it should, chances are you do have an enlarged prostate, and it's definitely something that you want to treat nutritionally, at least first treat nutritionally. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. Let's take our first call. Bill in Texas, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. First of all, thank you for your show and for taking my call.
All right. Glad you called.
My son put me on to your show, and I've been listening to every opportunity I have. And he takes the longevity products. And he recommended I give you a call and get your recommendations for my problem. I've got an issue with my hips. Started off about a year and a half ago in one hip. Now it's in both hips. And I'm also having pain in the shoulder now.
You're breaking down, bro. How old are you?
67.
Okay, well, let's get you on the build.
I don't have time to break down.
No, I know, and we don't want you to break down. We want you to build up. You probably heard me say the body is in this balance at all times of breakdown and build up. As we get older, the breakdown is faster than the build up. So we want to reverse that equation. The first thing you want to do, number one, always, you want to look to the digestive system, because anything we do, any kind of nutritional strategy that we do on top of an impaired digestive system is the equivalent of bailing water out of a leaky boat. Eventually, you're going to sink, and the leak is the digestive system. So if you have any kind of digestive problem, that needs to be worked on. That needs to be addressed. And by digestive problem, I'm talking about heartburn. I'm talking about nausea, queasiness. I'm talking about indigestion. I'm talking about cramping or pain. I'm talking about loose stools. I'm talking about constipation. I'm talking about anything that affects the digestive system. That needs to be addressed. If you have anything along those lines, what you want to do is you want to jot down a little notebook every time you feel crampy or indigestion or heartburn or whatever it is. And then next to it, what you ate 2, 4, 6 hours before. And if you start to see a trend, like every time you have bread, I feel bloated, or every time I have a fruit, I get heartburn, or every time I have this, something else happens. You follow what I'm saying? You want to eliminate those foods. Then secondly,
yes, I don't have any of those issues.
Okay, good. Then we're good that way. So, but I still would like you to look and examine, because sometimes these things become transparent and we don't notice them. So don't take it for granted that you're okay. Kind of pay attention there. But we'll just assume for now that that's the case, that you're okay. The second place where the body begins to break down is in the blood sugar system. And that's especially true if you have any diabetes in the family. There's 100 million Americans that we know of, maybe more, that are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. That's 1 out of 3, so the odds are pretty good that you're one of them. Hopefully not, but if that's the case, then you want to start to work with the blood sugar system, and this is how you do it. First of all, you don't rely on willpower to avoid foods that mess up your blood sugar. I call them insulin-spiking foods. Some people refer to them as high glycemic index foods. And if you get on my blog next week or my website next week, I have an article on weight loss and the glycemic index. It'll be out there. It should be out Monday or Tuesday. In any case, you want to eliminate those foods that spike your insulin. And that means foods like bread and pasta and oatmeal and fruit juice and soda pop and rice and potatoes and corn. You want to reduce, ideally you want to eliminate them, but if you can't eliminate them, at least reduce them. But don't rely on willpower. The way you do it is you give yourself more protein and more essential fatty acids, like we were talking about in the first segment of the program. So start off all your meals with protein. Start off all your meals with essential fatty acids. Start off your day with protein and essential fatty acids. Get on the Slender FX. Get on the Suzanne Summers Protein. Get on the Ultimate EFAs. Start off all your meals with protein and essential fatty acids, and you'll notice that you're eating less sugars and less sweets, and you're craving them less, and that's the way it should be. There's also specifically an amino acid called tryptophan. Now, tryptophan is available either as tryptophan or as something called 5-HTP. Now, the brain reads tryptophan levels, reads the tryptophan levels in the blood to assess whether you should be hungry or not. When you're hungry, it's not as much a stomach issue as it is a brain issue. Your brain is telling your body, go get some food. And when tryptophan levels are adequate, then you're not as hungry. Your brain feels like it's satisfied, and that's what we're looking for, is to improve satiety. So upping your tryptophan, upping your 5-HTP, if you want to take it that way, making sure you're getting a good source of protein, and making sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, and that'll allow you to kind of stabilize the blood sugar system. You can also take supplements. There's a product called Sweet Ease from Youngevity, and also which contains chromium vanadium. That's important for the blood sugar system, as well as the B complex, specifically thiamine and niacin. Magnesium and zinc are also helpful. Taurine is helpful. There's a few things that you could do to help protect and stabilize the blood sugar system. Then thirdly, if you have any issues around your adrenal glands, cortisol, which is the adrenal hormone that most people know about, that will shut down your body's ability to repair itself. And when you have hip problems or joint problems, typically you're talking about a problem with repair. The cartilage doesn't get repaired as it gets worn down. So you want to make sure that you're working with your adrenal glands. You can take a product called De-Stress from Youngevity, or you can take vitamin B5 in addition to all the B vitamins. Pantothenic acid is really super important for the adrenal glands. Zinc is important for the adrenal glands. Iodine is important for the adrenal glands. I know I'm missing something here. Vitamin B12 is important for the adrenal glands. Oh, of course. Vitamin C is unbelievably important for the adrenal glands. So taking high doses of vitamin C can help, and high doses of vitamin C can also help with connective tissue for those hip problems. Then you want to take in things that just simply target the joints. Glucosamine and chondroitin, the pig pack from Youngevity, is a great source of glucosamine. We talk about bone soup on this program. There's the material that comes, that's in that cartilage in bone when you soak the bones in water. All that material comes out. That is wonderful stuff for your joints. And then last but certainly not least, you cannot rebuild any tissue in the body, whether it's joint tissue, whether it's connective tissue, whether it's skin tissue. You cannot rebuild any tissue unless you have an adequate amount of essential fatty acids. Get yourself on the ultimate EFAs and take generous amounts of them. On the bottle, it says take 3 a day. Bill, if I was you, I'd be taking 9 a day. If you notice digestive problems, when you take your EFAs, throw in your digestive enzymes. I know that's a lot of stuff, but it's all on archive. You can re-listen to it. Hope that helps, Bill. Thanks so much for calling from Texas. And we got to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you when we come back. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here along with Doug Winfrey. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We've been talking about the prostate, and I have not even mentioned the famous ProstFX, Longevity's prostate gland nutrition product. It does work good, and it's got the saw palmetto in there, and it's got the zinc in there that we've been talking about. It's got selenium in there. Pygium you'll sometimes see associated with saw palmetto. Pygium is another plant that's got phytonutrients, phytosteroids that help with the prostate. And there's pumpkin seed extract. And you know what? Pumpkin seeds are really interesting nutritional substances, I guess you'd say. Munching on pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds is a great way to get your omega fatty acids, and it's a great way to get your zinc, and it's great for your prostate, too. So you can take ProstFX, or you can chew on sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. You take your nutritional supplements. There's a lot of options. There's always a lot of options when it comes to treating health challenges, and that's what we discuss here every day on The Bright Side. Rick in South Carolina, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, you know, my wife has been struggling with a thyroid condition called Hashimoto's for about six or 7 years now, and there's some people, they say there is some cures for it, but it's been a bit hard to find out which is the best route to go, and so far nothing has really worked
well
for her.
We can take care of that. I don't want to say cure. I don't like that word cure, because cure implies that she's sick. I don't want to say that she's sick. I'm just going to say that she's got some poor nutritional and health strategies that can be corrected. So I don't want to say Hashimoto's can be cured. I'm going to say it's going to be corrected. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease. That means the body is attacking itself. Whenever you have an autoimmune disease, the first thing you want to think about is what is activating the immune system inappropriately, and almost always you'll find that it has to do with something that you're eating. So first things first, you got to correct the digestive system. Now, here's another thing about Hashimoto's thyroid. The thyroid is partially responsible for controlling digestive secretions. So if you have a digestive problem that affects your thyroid, now you have a vicious circle, because the thyroid is going to affect your digestive system. So 100% guaranteed, Rick, your wife has some kind of digestive issue that she needs to correct. Now, I don't know what that is, and women don't always tell you about their digestive problems, so you may need to poke around or probe around a little bit when you talk to her, or just come right out and say, hey, if you have a digestive problem, you got to work on that. You got to correct it. So that's the first thing. Anything we do on top of something going wrong with the digestive system, any kind of nutritional strategy that we apply on top of a digestive dysfunction is really going to be very ineffective. So number one, correct digestive problems. There's a couple things you could do. We were talking to Bill in the last segment. First, you want to notice any kind of digestive triggers. So if she feels heartburn or gas or bloating or queasy or she's constipated or she has diarrhea, then you want to correct that. Does that sound familiar at all, by the way? Have you heard her complain about?
She seems to react to gluten and stuff. Like...
Okay, well, she's got a gluten problem. Chances are she has some other problems too. Dairy and gluten cross-react. So most people who have a gluten problem will also have a dairy problem, and most people who have a dairy problem will also have a gluten problem. So you want to correct the digestive system. Autoimmunity means the immune system is hypersensitive, and almost always that implies a digestive problem. So please, you've got to correct the digestive system. Another thing, if she has an autoimmune disease of the thyroid, chances are there's other parts of the body that are being compromised also. Autoimmunity doesn't only affect one part of the body. She may have autoimmune problems of the joints that can cause rheumatoid. She may have a rheumatoid arthritis. She can have an autoimmune disease of connective tissue, and that could be lupus. So there could be other areas of the body that are affected. It's much more than just the thyroid. So number one, correct digestive problems. Number two, correct blood sugar problems, if there are any of those. And the link between the adrenal glands and the thyroid is intimate. When the adrenal glands, that's the body's stress glands, kick in over the course of years, months or years, the thyroid will gradually be affected. So she needs to start to work on the adrenal system as well. But the good news is once she corrects her digestive problems, stabilizes her blood sugar, works on the adrenal glands, the symptoms of Hashimoto will gradually decrease. The Hashimoto's is not a disease. We call these things diseases, but I don't want us to think about it as if it's a disease. It's simply the manifestation of a biochemical imbalance that is easily correctable. Get your wife on the digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes from Longevity. Get her on a good probiotic supplement, such as the Biolumin Nightly Essence, but whatever it is, find a good probiotic supplement that covers multiple sources of multiple bacteria, and then eliminate digestive triggers. And then also, we didn't talk about this with Bill. If you're listening out there, there's an amino acid called glutamine, and that's spelled G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. And glutamine is like a multi-beneficial amino acid, but specifically, it's food for the cells of your intestine. Your intestine feeds on glutamine. And sometimes just taking glutamine alone can make a huge difference. So you got a lot of places to work there, Rick, but what I want you to understand, the bottom line is I want to reassure you that this is not a disease. Hashimoto's is not a disease as much as it is a biochemical dysfunction. A disease means that you're condemned. A disease means that the only thing you can do is take drugs or have surgery or go to the doctor. When I say it's a biochemical correction that needs to be applied, what that means is now you have power. That means you don't have to go to any doctors for your Hashimoto's. You don't have to go to any doctors for any of your autoimmune diseases. That's why I do this program, folks, is because I want you all to know that more often than not, you do not have to go to the doctor, no matter what it is you're suffering from. Don't waste your money. Apply these nutritional strategies yourself. Be your own doctor. Be your own health authority. Nobody cares about your body as much as you do. So when it comes to Hashimoto's, as with all autoimmune diseases, simply by applying some of these strategies to correct the biochemistry, you'll notice the symptoms start to disappear. Once they disappear, make sure that your wife is getting on a good iodine supplement. I like Iodorol, but you can also use Lugol solution. The thyroid gland is very dependent on iodine, as well as all the glands. We've been talking about the prostate. That's very dependent on iodine. And if I was a woman, I would be taking iodine for breast to protect my breasts, because breast cancer is a serious problem, and iodine is one of the ways that you can prevent that. So a lot of places for you to work. Thanks so much for calling from South Carolina, Rick, and we got to move on. I hope that helped. Steve in Virginia, what's up?
Here you go. Yes, I have a friend who's gets these cold sores in the mouth.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could address, you know, the maybe the origins and what could be done about that.
Okay, there's a couple of things that you want to know about cold sores. First of all, if it's herpes cold sores, then that needs to be treated as an immune problem. Herpes is a virus, and whenever you have a virus peeking up or perking up, you want to think about a compromised immune system. Typically, when people have cold sores, they'll get their cold sores when they have some kind of stressor which is shutting down the immune system. So I would treat the herpes virus cold sores that are due to the herpes virus as an immune condition, using immune nutrients like vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C. Selenium is very important for the immune system. We've talked in the past about NAC or NAC, which is very important for the immune system. Sugar suppresses the immune system, so upping the protein, which improves immune function, and dropping the sugar is another strategy. And the second thing about cold sores, if it's not a viral cold sore, the mouth actually, the tissue in the mouth suffers. You get lots of cuts and little nicks in the mouth all the time because there's a lot of action going on in the mouth. So the mouth is supposed to heal, but sometimes that doesn't happen, especially when there are nutritional deficiencies. So cold sores inside the mouth can be the signs that the body's not healing as fast as it should. And then you want to start taking in things that accelerate the healing process. Omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids are extremely important for growing skin and growing tissue in general. Well, people, we don't talk about this as much as we should when it comes to essential fatty acids. This is a mantra that I teach people when I do my classes, typically skincare folks, but everybody can benefit from this mantra. Just remember this. You cannot grow protein without essential fatty acids. And growing protein is a key component of any anti-aging or healing protocol. Growing protein is important, obviously, if you have cold sores, because the skin in the mouth is made of protein. So making sure that your friends are getting enough essential fatty acids is key for helping with cold sores. Zinc is very important for the growth of tissue as well. You know, zinc is actually stored inside your skin, and when you get a cut, zinc is mobilized. It's directed into that area where the cut is to accelerate the healing process. So making sure you're getting enough zinc can be important for all healing. You can actually use topical zinc preparations. You can use topical zinc preparations even inside the mouth. You know, people suck on zinc lozenges when they have sore throats, and that's the same idea. As the zinc drips down your throat, it accelerates the healing of tissue on the throat. So EFAs, zinc, dropping the sugar, lots of good places to work. Thanks so much for calling, Steve. Thanks to all our callers today, and thank you, Doug, and thank you to all the folks at the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network and at Youngevity. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, call Phyllis and Andy, Nassim and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.